英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一读美文。让我们欢迎出今天的电话连线的在线嘉宾 Judy 老师。 Hello Judy。
Hello 晶晶。 Hello everyone。
今天呢又是周一的美文课了，今天我们为大家呢介绍一位新西兰裔的女作家带来的文章，还挺有名，来我们请 Judy 老师介绍一下。
Yes, today we're going to read a story written by a female writer, which is great of course, because we don't really often have a lot of female writers, I noticed. That's why I chose her. And she's not only like an usual common female writer, no, she's one of the most famous female writers in the world, even though like her stories are still pretty old. So yeah, it's definitely good to read this.
所以她的名字叫做 Catherine Mansfield, 凯瑟琳·曼斯菲尔德。
Yes, and she is particularly good at like writing about people's thoughts and people's thought processes. So like every time she has a story, she really like very detailed describes what the person is thinking, and you really become like, yeah, connected to the main character. I have a feeling like that. So that's really great.
女作家嘛，女作家当然很善于用女性那种细腻的手法去刻画各种人物内心的世界了。那这位女作家呢，有点不同，她经常会写那些孤独啊 loneliness, death, 死亡啊等等，这种会成为她探讨的主题思想。她特别注重象征手法的运用。今天这篇文章叫做苍蝇啊，大家就知道一听这名字就是以小写大了。这篇文章是他的短篇代表作之一，吸引了许多的人们啊和评论家从不同的角度进行解读和评论。所以 What is the story about?
Well, the story is about an old gentleman who one day is just sitting down with his friend enjoying a drink and cigar.And they're both pretty old. They are like retired and not really working that much anymore. And talking about the past a bit. The guy like leaves his friend and leaves behind his other friend. Yeah. So when he's gone, something happens. He somehow feels weird. Like he feels as if he feels not so well.Then he notices a little fly that has fallen in his ink pot. He's like, he's drawn to it. He's just looking at it and he sees it struggling to live. And he thinks about other things while he's taking out the fly and trying to rescue the fly, so to say. Well, actually, he's just trying to cope with certain memories.
这个故事就是关于一位运气不济的老板 Boss, 他呢去戏弄一只无意之间呀、跌入宽口墨水瓶，墨水瓶叫做 Ink Pot、
yes.
哎，掉入墨水瓶的同样运气非常差的苍蝇。这整篇文章就是一个人和一个苍蝇、然后呢他作者是着力描绘了啊这个苍蝇啊在墨水瓶里的那种 struggle 挣扎，想要活下来啊，想和他的命运去抗争，一直在描写这个苍蝇的抗争和人给他滴墨水的这种反复的来回，表达了作者对命运啊 destiny 的一种思考和态度。
Yeah, that's for sure. It really, this story really makes you think about what is important in life and also shows us how the memory kind of works. If you, like, if the memory, if you have an experience that you really, actually really want to forget, then the memory helps you in that way. So, yeah, it's a very interesting story, I think.
听我们的周一美文是要动脑筋的啊，同学们，现在课堂作业就给大家了。就是你觉得这篇文章你听完以后你看到了什么？作者呢是用睿智的笔调描绘那些平淡无奇的日常琐事，但是他敏锐地揭示了某种现实的真实底蕴。到底这个文章是一个什么样的基调啊，什么样的惊奇，我们一起来听，马上就来听第一段。
The Fly by Catherine Mansfield. You're very snug in here, piped old Mr. Woodfield to his former bossand now best friend. It was time for him to be off, but he did not want to go. Since he had retired, the The wife and the girls kept him in the house every day of the week, except Tuesday. On Tuesday, he was allowed to go outside, though what he did there, the wife and girls did not know, luckily.
"Yes, it's comfortable enough," agreed the boss. He liked to have it admired, especially by his friend Old Woodfield.
"There was something I wanted to tell you," said Old Woodfield, and his eyes grew dim remembering. "Now what was it? I had it in my mind when I started out this morning."
His hands began to tremble. "Poor old chap, he's on his last pins," thought the boss, and, feeling kindly, he said jokingly, "I tell you what, I've got a little drop of something here that'll do you good before you go out into the cold again." He unlocked a cupboard and drew forth a dark bottle.
好，第一段。
"You're very snug in here," piped old Mr. Woodfield to his former boss, and now best friend.
这第一句话特别有趣，有个 snug， 这是个什么含义啊 ？S-N-U-G。
Snug is a bit coy, so to say. It's a bit spoken English. It is very, like, snug means cozy, nice, warm, and, yeah, just very pleasant to be.
Snug.
Only a place can be snug.
啊，就一个地方才可以指 snug， 啊，就是很舒适了，啊，很舒适。哟，你在这里很舒适啊，啊，上来就是一句话啊。老板伍迪·菲尔德。尖声的对他的前老板以及现在最好的朋友说道啊 ，former boss and now best friend。
Mm-hmm. He piped, old Mr. Woodfield piped this to his former boss. So yes, that means that Mr. Woodfield, he said that to his former boss, but piped, that means he was just chattering. He was just chatting a bit.
对，稍微有些尖声啊，尖声的喊出来了，叫 piped. 好，接下来第二段。
And now, best friend, it was time for him to be off, but he did not want to go. Since he had retired, the wife and the girls kept him in the house every day of the week, except Tuesday.
好，这句话呢
？On Tuesday.
这句话呢还是比较简单的、
yeah.
啊，就是说呢，到了该离开的时间了，但是他还不想走。自从他 retire， 自从他退休以来啊，妻子和女儿呢啊，每天都让他待在家里。
Yeah, they didn't want him to go outside. Why? We don't know yet, but we will find out soon. On Tuesday, he was allowed to go outside. Though what he did there, the wife and girls.Did not know. Luckily,
只有这每周二呢，它是一个什么呀？例外的情况。只有在周二的时候呢 ，he was allowed， 他才会被允许 go outside， 到外边去走一走，透透气。而且 ，though what he did there, the wife and the girls did not know， 并且他出去干什么事情啊？妻子和女儿们并不知道，还加了一个 luckily， 就是说幸运的是家人并不知道，偷偷摸摸的。
Yeah, he really didn't want to know his wife and his daughters to know what exactly he was doing outside. Because honestly, outside he was drinking some whiskey with some friends and he was just, yeah, hanging out and entertaining himself. Although doing all those things, he was not allowed at home.
男人也有粉红色的小秘密，所以呢，他的秘密其实就是出门跟朋友们喝点小酒了。第二段 ,part two.
Yes, it's comfortable enough.Agreed the boss. He liked to have it admired, especially by his friend, Old Woodfield.
Yes, 是的，是的，足够的舒适了。It's comfortable, 啊，就是刚才那个 snug 的同义词了。老板认同到了 agreed the boss. 他很喜欢有人呢，赞赏他这个地方啊。He liked to have it admired. Have it admired, 就 have it something done, 就是就喜欢什么样的事情被怎么样了？喜欢有人称赞他。
Yeah, so he liked to have someone say nice things about his place. He liked to have it admired. So yeah, he enjoyed the admiration of Mr. Woodfield.
Especially, 尤其是呢，被他的老朋友伍迪·菲尔德赞赏了。
There was something I wanted to tell you, said old Woodyfield, and his eyes grew dim remembering. Now, what was it?
就说,
I had it in my mind when I started out this morning.
他说呀, 我有件事情要告诉你。 There was something I wanted to tell you. 开始说正事儿了, said old Woodyfield. His eyes grew dim. 但注意看啊, dim, 注意看情节的铺垫来了, 色彩啊, 文章的着色开始了, dim, 这是 D-I-M, 是一种暗淡无光的样子。
Yeah, so imagine if someone is thinking back about something really, really sad, then his or her eyes are not really looking happy, right? Usually you can see on the eyes of someone if someone is happy or not. So, yeah, he had a very sad, a bit gloomy look in his eyes.
就是眼神开始变得有些暗淡无光了, 估计是在回忆什么事情, 所以 remembering. Now, what was it? 那是什么呢?
What is it?
I had it in my mind. 他说我... 怎么说? 就是说我已经脑子里在想...
I knew it.
哦,我知道,我脑子里在想啊, when I started out this morning. 我就是早上我就开始记得这事儿了。
Yeah, I knew it right when I went out of the house. I knew exactly what I was thinking about, what I wanted to tell you. But now, I can't remember. His hands began to tremble.
说他的手啊都已经开始颤抖起来了。早上的事儿我明明还记得，现在怎么都想不起来了。然后手就开始抖起来。Poor
old chap, he's on his last pins, thought the boss.
哎，你说这个 last pins 是什么意思呢？ Last pins.
Well, to be on your last pins means that you're so old you start forgetting everything and. Yeah, you have not that long anymore to live, so that is when you are on your last pins.
就是 on one's last pins, 就是在某人的最后的时光了，快不行了，太老了，可能有点吃不消了，有点不行了。 On last pins, P-I-N, 这个短语大家可以学一下。
And, feeling kindly, he said jokingly, I tell you what, I've got a little drop of something here that'll do you good before you go out into the cold again.
这个时候老板呢是比较kindly,是善意的,善意的,
yeah.
同时呢又有点jokingly的意思,又打趣儿,打趣的说道,就说,哎,听我说呀。 我这个啊，就 tell you what， 你听我说啊，我这有点好东西啊。I got a little drop of something， 我这有点好东西，that will do you good， 怎么样会
？Yeah，that will do you good. That will give you a boost. That will cheer you up. That will do you good.
Do you good 的意思呢，就是让你反正能用得上，哎，给你带点好处。 before you go out into the cold again, 在你出门回到寒冷之前呢，你一定用得上。 Then
he unlocked a cupboard and drew forth a dark bottle.
Unlock, lock 是锁 ，unlock 就是解开、打开。他打开一个 cupboard， 一个柜门。打柜门干嘛呢？他抽出了一个 drew， 就是拉出来、抽出来 ，drew forth 就往外面拉出来一个。 深色的瓶子
What could it be?
大家说男孩都应该知道啊，这里头会有什么呢？
A little bit, yeah. I bet all guys know what he takes out of the bottle. That's true.
好，我们来听第三段、第四段，然后请舅舅老师重新开一下这个视频直播。
Old Woodfield's mouth fell open at the sight of it. It's whiskey, ain't it? Whiskey it was. They won't let me touch it at home. Drink it down, the boss said. It'll do you good. True, it warmed Mr. Woodfield like it always had, he remembered. Then the old man brightened wonderfully and relaxed. I guess it's okay to forget things sometimes, he said.
The boss saw the old fellow out when he finished his whiskey. Woodfield was gone. For a long moment, the boss kept staring at the door through which Woodfield left afterwards, while his office messenger was watching him. "I'll see nobody for half an hour, Macy. Nobody at all," said the boss.
"Very good, sir."
His fat body plumped down in his chair. He wanted, he intended, he had arranged to weep.
好，第二段，来，有请 Judy 老师。Old Woodfield's mouth fell open at the sight of it.
It's whiskey, ain't it?
你看，我们有回音，所以你还是需要关掉直播。
Yes.
好，我们来看一下啊。Old Woodfield's mouth fell open at the sight of it. 就是 at the sight of something 的，就是一看见什么东西啊，嘴巴就张得很大很大啊。他说。It's whiskey in it. 是威士忌没错吧？是威士忌啊。Whiskey it was. 确实是威士忌。好酒，烈酒。Judy.
They won't let me touch it at home.
说这个。
Drink it down. The boss said.
家人们根本就不允许我在家喝。然后老朋友就说来他一杯。Drink it down. 喝他一杯。The boss said,
"It'll do you good." True, it warmed Mr. Woodfield like it always had. He remembered. Then the old man brightened wonderfully and relaxed.
他说呢，说来他一杯吧，这个会对你有好处的。It will do you good. 这个 do you good 就是对你有好处了。Then the old man brightened wonderfully and relaxed.哇，这个 brighten 的意思就是说，一下就觉得身体啊，哇塞，好舒服，好温暖啊，是吧？喝完酒的感觉大家应该知道，
yes.
我不知道，你知道。
If you brighten by something, you feel suddenly so much better because of something, because you drank something, or because you ate something, or because you suddenly did something really nice.
哎，就是 brightened， 突然间就觉得很舒服，很温暖啊，就被点亮了。然后呢，也很 relaxed， 也很放松，所以这就是酒的魅力，酒的魔力。I guess it's okay
to forget things sometimes, he said. The boss saw the old fellow out when he finished his whiskey. Woodfield was gone.
为什么要着力描写这两个人在一块喝酒呢？借酒浇愁愁更愁，就是因为有伤心事儿呗，对不对？
Yeah.They have some things in common. Like Mr. Woodfield is very old, especially and as well as the boss. So Mr. Woodfield, he forgets quite a lot of things, but the boss, he is still, like, his memory is still very good, but he sometimes wishes to forget certain things.
所以时不常要和朋友一起喝点酒啊，喝点酒。他说 I guess it's okay to forget things sometimes.哎呀，我觉得有时候忘记一些事情啊，也没什么。这位老板呢，就看着这位老朋友啊 ，old fellow 老朋友，喝完了自己的威士忌以后，走出了房门，就从视野当中呢消失了。Woodfield was gone.
For a long moment, the boss kept staring at the door through which Woodfield left afterwards, while his office messenger was watching him.I'll see nobody for half an hour, Macy. Nobody at all, said the boss.
For a long moment, 有很长的一段时间。The boss, 就这位主人公呢 kept staring at the door, 就一直啊就盯着啊这个门口看。看什么呢？看 which Woodfield left afterwards. 盯着 Woodfield 刚刚离开过的那扇门呢。就一直盯着盯着盯了很长的时间 while his officer messenger office messenger 是他的是办公室收发员还是什么
it's like an assistant that is working in the office so like yeah your receptionist or your secretary that is also called an office messenger so one who just does several chores for you just to make your work more convenient
其实就是你的办公室的助手小秘书、
啊
叫 messenger、
yeah.
好只有他的小助手啊秘书啊在盯着他看 这个时候呢，他就发号施令了。I'll see nobody for half an hour, Macy. 梅西呀、啊，我这个半个小时之内我不见任何人 ，said the boss.
Nobody at all.
啊
，Very good, sir. His fat body plumped down in his chair. He wanted, he intended, he had arranged to weep.
哇哦，经过这么长的铺垫，其实最后这个单词才凸显出老板这个时候真正的用意了。他说我谁都不见 ,said the boss. Very good, sir, his fat body. 秘书就回答说很好先生好的先生没问题。他肥硕的身体 ,fat body, plump down. 来看这个短语。
Well, that's what we all do, I think, after a long Monday at work or at school, we go home and then we plump down in our sofas, aren't we?So it's like to sit down with like a plump. So you're tired and weary and you want to sit down on your soft couch and do nothing at all. That is plump down.
这个短语 plump, P-L-U-M-P, 往下沉 down, 加重了向下沉的感觉 plump down, 往下摊在下面塞在椅子里倒在椅子里形容那个沉重的样子啊 ，plump down in his chair， 完全的陷在自己的椅子里。He wanted， 他想要 ；intended， 他打算要，都是同义词。He had arranged， 他已经长时间的准备好了要干嘛？就是这个单词 weep 是什么
？Arranged to weep to cry。
你看，一个大男人。在这个时候
yeah, so, even though he's a 大男人 indeed, like, he wants to cry like a baby. He wants to cry really, really loud and really long.
和老友喝完酒以后呢，把自己锁在办公室里，谁都不想见。其实他已经做好准备开始哭泣了 ,to weep. 到底是什么样的事情让他陷入这样的情绪呢？我们都想找出答案。接下来第五段。
Although over 6 years had passed, he never had gotten over it. My son, groaned the boss. But no tears came. They never did. 6 years ago, Macy had handed him the telegram that brought the whole place crashing about his head. Deeply regret to inform you. 6 years ago. 6 years. How quickly time passed. It might have happened yesterday. The boss was puzzled. Something seemed to be wrong with him.He wasn't feeling as he wanted to feel. At that moment, the boss noticed that a fly had fallen into his ink pot and was trying desperately to climb out again. Help! Help! Said those struggling legs. But the sides of the ink pot were wet and slippery. It fell back again and began to swim. The boss took up a pen, picked the fly out of the ink, and shook it onto a piece of paper. For a fraction of a second, it lay still. Then the front legs waved.Took hold, and, pulling its small body up, it began cleaning the ink from its wings.
好，第二位主角出场了。
Although over 6 years had passed, he had never gotten over it. My son, groaned the boss.
尽管已经有6年的时间过去了 ，six years had passed.但是他从来没有真正的 gotten over, like got over.
Yeah, to get over something, that means to leave something in the past and not to think about it anymore. To got over something, to get over something.
Get over something, 注意这个短语的意思呢是跨过了，越过了，把什么事情呢真正的克服了，放下了。
Mm-hmm.
但是这句话里他说到 He never had forgotten over it 他是一点点都没有真正的放下这件事、
yeah.
对吧
Yeah, he never really recovered from it. Because if you need to get over something, that thing you have to get over is usually very intense and sad experience.
一般呢都是生活中那些比较沉重的经验 沉痛的经验啊，令人感觉不适的或者是悲伤的经验呢，不容易释怀，不容易 gotten over it。这个短语很好。My son
groaned the boss.
我们都
but no tears came.
都发现了，原来原因就是他的儿子。儿子怎么了呢？这里有个 groan 这个单词啊 ，groan， 这是什么声音？
Well, to groan is like to make a sound that you cry, but also you cry out, you shout. So you say, "My son," like super loud.
好，你看 Judy 老师的这个 performance 已经给大家表演出来了，就是哭泣着啊，高声的喊着 groan， 有点类似于有点呻吟着，有点咆哮着说孩子啊，他说我的儿子啊， but no tears came， 没有眼泪流下来。
They never did. Six years ago, Macy had handed him the telegramthat brought the whole place crashing about his head.
虽然说他想要流眼泪，但是他从来没有因此而流过任何的眼泪。They never did. 从来没有流下来。六年前，还是他的秘书梅西呢 handed him, 交给他，递给他一张电报 telegram. 这张电报呢 brought the whole place crashing about his head.Well, 这句话的意思是什么 ？Brought the whole place crashing about his head.
It is a very nice way of saying that your whole world seems to collapse. Something terrible happens. Something that turns around upside down your entire life. So, yeah. So if something happens that brings the whole place crashing about your head, then yeah, you're in trouble. Something bad has happened to you.
这句话的意思就是说，让你的世界天塌地陷，天塌地陷，整个世界都崩溃了 ，crashing， 垮了，倒塌了。Mm-hmm. 然后这张电报呢，让你的整个世界都塌陷了。About his head， 在他的怎么样，在他的头脑里，他在心里都崩溃了。
Yeah, so it literally means that the whole place he was living at or is working at.Like that the roof was falling on his head. That is the literal meaning. But of course, that didn't really happen. It was just something that happened that made his world change completely from one time, one moment to the next moment. Really, really, really fast.
文章已经铺垫的越来越多了。到底发生了什么？
Yeah, what happened? Deeply regret to inform you 6 years ago.6 years. How quickly time passed. It might have happened yesterday.
电报上写着，就是说我们非常遗憾的 deeply regret to inform you. 我们非常遗憾的通知您。您看看，那一般收到这种电报也没什么好事情。六年了，已经六年了，时间啊 quickly passed.过得真快 ，It might have happened yesterday. 事情就好像是昨天刚刚发生的一样，也没有告诉我们什么啊。
It means that it was a terrible event, but that a lot of things happened in between that he didn't really take the time yet to really think about what happened.
然后
，The boss was puzzled.Something seemed to be wrong with him. He wasn't feeling as he wanted to feel.
啊，这个时候的老板呢，感觉到很困惑，很 puzzled， 很迷惑 ，puzzled. Something seemed to be wrong with him. 有些事情似乎有点不对劲儿，奇奇怪怪的。He wasn't feeling as he wanted to feel. 他不想要这种感觉，但是他感到了这种感觉，就是很奇怪，一种很怪的感觉。那。就在这个时候，一些事情发生了。
At that moment, the boss noticed that a fly had fallen into his ink spot and was trying desperately to climb out again.
你看，就在这个时候，他注意到了一个非常小的细节。他 noticed a fly. Fly 在这里就是指苍蝇。 falling into his ink pot. Ink pot 是墨水瓶儿，一只苍蝇掉进了他的墨水瓶儿，而且 trying desperately 非常绝望的在 climb out 想要爬出来呀，拼命的往外爬。这个场景大家应该都见过，是吧？小虫子掉进什么水里了，拼命挣扎着要逃生，天下所有的生灵都不想。都不想就地灭亡，肯定都想争取一丝生的希望。
Help, help, said those struggling legs. But the sides of the inkpot were wet and slippery. It fell back again and began to swim.
嗯，这里的 help 应该是一个抽象的声音，对吧？应该是那个苍蝇在说 help, help.
Yeah, of course, the fly doesn't really say help, help.The fly is just moving his legs, and that shows a kind of help, help, gesture. So, yeah, it's not, of course, not that the fly can talk.
对，这是作者描写出来的救命啊，救命啊，就是描写出小苍蝇那个时候内心的恐惧啊，说救命，救命。Said those struggling legs, 是那些拼命挣扎的小腿儿啊，似乎是在求救的。And, but the side of the inkpot,The sides 就是水墨水瓶的那个侧面啊，是非常的什么湿滑的 ，wet and slippery. Slippery 就是滋溜，容易滑倒的。
It fell back again and began to swim.
嗯，就是说他又一次的怎么样 ？Fell back 又掉进去了，然后开始游泳了 ，began to swim.
Yeah.So it was struggling to survive. Then the boss took up a pen, picked the fly out of the ink, and shook it onto a piece of paper. So the boss rescued him out of the ink pot.
对，那这会儿呢，大家看啊，老板的一个举动呢，其实还比较好。他呢，把他给救起来了。他用了一支钢笔。我们知道钢笔墨水那都是吧，这个、
yeah.
这个用具啊，文具都是一起的，所以他用了一个 pen， 哎呀，这个比较古典哈、啊、还在用钢笔，现在大家都不用钢笔了吧啊pens are no longer in use， 就是
No, I remember though that we use them in school、mm-hmm. like really 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 primary school, so we all had an ink pot and a penBecause the teacher said it was, if you learn how to write with such a pen, then you will write prettier in the future.
对。
If you use like just a ballpoint.
一模一样。我们小的时候先得用铅笔写字儿，然后你写得好了、嗯、班主任老师才允许你开始用钢笔写字。啊
yeah.
才能用钢笔写。
It's true, I think. It's true. Like, if you write with an ink pen, it looks way prettier than with a ballpoint, but...You know, if you can read with an ink pen beautifully, then it's acceptable with a ballpoint.
对，然后那个时候呢，我们有蓝黑墨水、纯蓝墨水和碳素墨水、
mm-hmm.
就是三种颜色的墨水 ink。大家最喜欢哪一种啊？我特别羡慕那些用纯蓝墨水写字的人。好，然后、mm-hmm. 这个时候呢，他就用一支钢笔呢 ，pick the fly out of the ink， 很好，就把它从 ink 当中的墨水中就救了出来，然后 shook it on。To a piece of paper.
哎，
把它摇到了一张纸上。
For a fraction of a second, it lay still. Then, the front legs waved, took hold, and, pulling its small body up, it began cleaning the ink from its wings.
这个时候，它躺在那个地方一动不动，那苍蝇啊，身上沾了墨水啊，还是挺累的了，一动不动。但一转眼的功夫呢，啊，就是 for a fraction of a second， fraction of a second 就是一小点，一秒的一小点一部分当中呢， it lay still， then the front legs waved， 哎，一转眼的功夫，两条前腿啊就又开始摆动起来， a wave 挥动起来。Took hold, 在抓握 and pulling its small body up. 呀，试着把它那个小小的身体向上拉起来，要挣扎着站起来。
Yes, so it survived. It was pulling its small body up, and it began cleaning the ink from its wings.
嗯， 就开始试着要清理啊那些粘在翅膀上的墨水啊，还不错啊，死里逃生。但是为什么要写这个苍蝇呢？我们继续往下读。
Then there was a pause, while the fly, seeming to stand on the tips of its toes, started to clean itself rigorously. After a short while, it tried to expand first one wing and then the other. It succeeded. The horrible danger was over. It had escaped. It was soon ready for life again.But just then, the boss had an idea. He plunged his pen back into the ink and dropped a large amount of ink back on the poor fly. The little fellow seemed absolutely cowed, afraid to move because of what would happen next. But then it dragged itself forward. The front legs waved and, more slowly this time, the task of cleaning himself began from the beginning. "He's a plucky little devil," thought the boss.And he felt a real admiration for the fly's courage. That was the way to tackle things. That was the right spirit. Never say die. It was only a question of. But the fly had again finished its laborious task, and the boss was just in time to drop more ink on the new cleaned body.
好，第七段。
Then there was a pause, while the flyseeming to stand on the tips of its toes, started to clean itself rigorously.
然后呢，就是一小段的停顿时间啊 ，pause. 然后这只苍蝇啊 ，seemed to stand on the tips of its toes. Tips of its toes 就是脚尖儿的地方，似乎在用那个像芭蕾舞演员，像那个 ballet 的那个 dancers 一样。
Yeah.Indeed, just like a ballerina, it was standing, like it seemed as if it was standing on the tips of its toes,and it started to clean itself rigorously.
Rigorously 是什么意思呢 ?Rigorously.
Very thoroughly, very, very, yeah, very diligent, and very, with a lot of strength and a lot of determination.
那小苍蝇呢就用脚尖啊站立着。啊，一丝不苟的啊，开始呢就clean itself rigorously， 就是很认真的、很激烈的啊，很用心的在清理着自己的身体。
After a short while, it tried to expand first one wing and then the other. It succeeded.
哎，就这么一小会儿以后，片刻之后呢？他开始尝试着展开自己的翅膀。It tried to expand. Expand 就是展开 first one wing. First one wing.
Yeah. So it tried first. Like you must imagine, if a fly falls in something wet, then the wings are sticky, right? They stick to the body. So, like, yeah, he couldn't fly really because his wings were like sticking to his body. But then he.Slowly, slowly try to take off one wing, to expand it, to stretch it out, so to say, to take it off its body. And like, then the other. And he succeeded. So his wings were open, just like they were before.
小生命啊，还是很顽强的啊，一开始呢，就开始尝试展开一片翅膀，然后呢，就是另一片，然后就成功了。It succeeded.
The horrible danger was over. It had escaped.
说这样的一个恐怖的事情啊，命悬一线呢已经过去了，而且它 escaped， 它成功的逃脱了。
It was soon ready for life again. But just then, the boss had an idea.
本来他都已经做好了重新恢复活力的准备了，可就在这个时候。老板也不知道怎么的，突然间有了一个想法 ，had an idea， 念头产生了。
He plunged his pen back into the ink and dropped a large amount of ink back on the poor fly.
大家看这个举动 ，he plunged， 就是什么呀？重新的把他的钢笔放到了墨水瓶当中，然后 back into the ink， dropped a large amount of ink。back 就重新戳入墨水中，然后就吸吸了满满的一管墨以后，然后将一大滴的墨水啊，一下就滴在了这只苍蝇的身上。
Very mean, I think. The little fellow seemed absolutely cowed, afraid to move because of what would happen next.
说这个小家伙呢，似乎已经完全被吓住了啊！刚刚都已经逃生了。The little fellow seemed absolutely cowed. Cowed 就是被完全的吓呆了啊，吓坏了。
Yeah.
Afraid to move.
Absolutely defeated and like not understanding what was going on.
完全不知道接下来会发生什么，然后也不敢动了。但是呢。And then
it dragged itself forward. The front legs waved, and more slowly this time, the task of cleaning himself began from the beginning.
所以他就开始拖着自己的身体啊，他不是后面全是墨水吗？就开始向前移动啊 ，dragged itself forward. The front legs waved, 前腿啊不停的挥不停的挥 ，and more slowly this time. 但是速度呢明显比刚才慢了一些啊，因为已经有点累了。The task of cleaning himself began from the beginning. 又从头开始了一次自我清洁的工作啊。有人说我小时候也做过这样的事情。大圣同学，你啊。
He's a plucky little devil, thought the boss, and he felt a real admiration for the fly's courage.
他呀，还真是个什么 plucky little devil, 勇敢的小魔鬼。可以这么理解啊。
Yeah, he's very brave and he's very stubborn and he's very, like, persistent, plucky.
然后这个老板呢，对这个 fell a real admiration, 啊，对这个小苍蝇的勇气啊，感到由衷的钦佩 fly's courage.
Yeah, he was really admiring the fly for, like, being so able to survive and not giving up. That was the way to tackle things.That was the right spirit. Never say die. It was only a question of.
他说这老板就觉得说这就是解决问题的办法啊，这就是正确的精神啊 ，right spirit. Never say die. 永不言败啊，永不言败，一定要重新站起来。It was only the question of. 但这仅仅是一个什么问题呢？
Yeah, he says it was only a question of, but now the fly had again finished its laborious task, and the boss was just in time to drop more ink on the new clean body.
就在这个苍蝇再一次完成了 finish its laborious task, 这繁重的艰巨的这个劳动的任务的时候呢，刚刚清理完自己的身体，然后这个老板呢再一次把更多的墨水滴在了他刚刚被清理干净 new clean 的 body 清理干净的身体上，看看他接下来还要怎么办。好，最后一段。
What about it this time? A painful moment of suspense followed, but behold, the front legs were again waving. The boss felt a rush of reliefHe leaned over the fly and said to it tenderly, "You artful little creature!" The boss decided that this time should be the last. It was. He dropped the last blot of ink on the fly. It did not even make an effort any more to clean itself. "Come on," said the boss. "Look sharp!" Nothing happened. The fly was dead. The boss threw the corpse into the rubbish bin.Suddenly, such a grinding feeling of wretchedness seized him that he felt frightened, but in the good way. He pressed the bell for Macy. "Bring me some fresh blotting paper," he said, sternly. And while he sunk in thought, he started wondering what it was he had been thinking about before he saw the fly. What was it? For the life of him, he could not remember.
接下来。
What about it this time? A painful moment of suspense followed. But behold, the front legs were again waving. The boss felt a rush of relief.
这一次会发生什么呢? What about this time? 老板就想看他还能不能逃脱呀? A painful moment. 接下来又是一段痛苦,但是又充满着 suspense 和悬念的时刻。But behold, 怎么说？你瞧瞧， 这个
look at this，
哎，你瞧瞧 ，behold 啊 ，look at this， 你瞧瞧，哎呀，他的两条小前腿呢，又在开始 waving 了，开始挥舞了。老板感到如释重负啊 ，felt a rush of relief， 就说嗯，还活着，还活着。
Yeah, he felt, I can relax. A rush of relief. He leaned over the fly and said to it tenderly, "You artful little creature."
Leaned over the fly. Lean over 就是俯身就靠近了，就靠近那只苍蝇啊，非常非常 tenderly 温柔的对他说，你这个狡猾的小东西 artful 这里不是艺术的，是狡猾的啊，狡猾的小东西 little creature.
The boss decided that this time should be the last. It was.
他老板就觉得说那就做个最终的了结吧。This time should be the last， 应该就是最后的一次了啊。It was， 一定是的。然后
，He dropped the last blot of ink and it fell on the fly。
他就把最后的一滴墨水啊，他说最后一次了，再把这个墨水滴在了那只苍蝇的身上。
It did not even make an effort anymore to clean itself.
这只苍蝇呢，甚至都没有再做任何自我清理的努力了。它什么都没有做了。
Come on, said the boss. Look sharp. Nothing happened.
Come on, 就是加油。
The fly was dead.
那老板就给他加油说 ，Come on, 加油 ，Look sharp, 站起来，站起来 ，Look sharp.Sharp 就是很有精神的样子啊！站起来，站起来 ！Nothing happened， 苍蝇呢没有任何的反应。到这一刻呢 ，The fly was dead， 它已经死了。
The boss threw the corpse into the rubbish bin。
老板就把他的尸体呢扔进了垃圾桶。
Suddenly, such a grinding feeling of wretchedness seized him that he felt frightened.But in the good way.
好，女作家啊，把这个人的心理啊写得非常的详细。这一句话，突然间有一种 grinding feeling 啊 ，grinding 是一种什么样的 feeling 感觉
？Yeah, a grinding feeling is like a feeling that is struggling in your stomach. That is really like a feeling that suddenly happens to you and you cannot get rid of it.
一种。什么巨大的不舒适的感觉 ？Of 叫这个叫 wretchedness。
Yeah, wretchedness. It's like you got a feeling that you are rubbish, that you're not a good person, that you're very, you almost feel sick of yourself. You're wretched.
毕竟呢，他结束了一个生命啊，他还是有一点点内心还是一种悲凉感啊。突然间有一种无休止的悲凉感呢，就开始袭上了他的心头 ，seized him， 就抓住了他。That he felt frightened， 他感觉到有点害怕。突然间
，But in the good way，
he
pressed the bell for Macy。Bring me some fresh blotting paper。He said sternly.
好，这个时候呢，他感到很害怕，他就按响了呼叫梅西他的，秘书的门铃儿，铃声。他就说 ，Bring me some fresh blotting paper. 给我带一些吸墨纸进来。他非常 sternly 啊，严厉的命令道。
And while he sunk in thought, he started wondering what it was he had been thinking about before he saw the fly.
然后他开始陷入了一种沉思 ，started wondering what was he had been thinking before he saw the fly。他想说他在看到那只苍蝇之前，到底心里在想什么，在对什么样的事情感觉到疑惑呢
？What was it？
到底是什么
？For the life of him, he could not remember.
最后一句话，作者写到说，关于他的一生呢，他什么都记不得了，什么都记不得了。啊，聊天室的一位同学说，心态崩了。对，这作者描写的呀，就是这种心态。那大家说，这是一种什么心态呢 ？Judy， 你觉得呢
I think he really, really is a very sad person, and he really tries his best to forget all about the loss of his son, but yeah, honestly, he can't, because he somehow also feels it's his own fault.
这个文章我们是一个 shortened version 啊，我们是给大家做了一个缩减版。
嗯、
原文中呢，这个 boss 在生活中啊、生命中啊，也承受和遭受了命运给他接二连三的打击。最后呢，他终于失去了自己的儿子，是这样的。所以，
yes.
他一而再、再而三的给苍蝇滴墨，其实是一种平行空间里的他自己的命运的一种写照。他也是被命运这样接二连三的捶打和打击的。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for him, like throwing ink at the fly was a symbol of his own destiny. Like his own destiny had given him also a lot of times ink blots on his wings, so to say. Like he also got a lot of unfortunate like experiences in his life, unfortunately. And among which the worst one was, of course, losing his son. So, yeah, he throws ink at the fly just to see if he did right, if he acted right, the right way, the way he acted, you know, like to see like if, yeah, he can overcome it, so to say.
他一次次的去试这个苍蝇，看他能不能从命运当中、命运的击打中站起来啊！ Mm-hmm. 一次两次还可以，但是第三次的时候呢，事不过三，这个苍蝇也没有能站起来。所以这个时候，他也觉得这个苍蝇就像他自己的命运一样，终于他还是失去了自己的孩子。
Yeah.
这篇文章呢，有很多人去解读和评论他，有的人说看到了造化无情，人在生存环境中的无力，有的人看到社会的冷眼旁观，人的孤独和交际功能的丧失，有的人看到心理的危机和自我解救所采纳的心理防卫手段，有的人看到作者传递的是有关人生哲学的真谛。大家每一位听众观众，不知道您从中看到了什么，可不可以留言和我们分享一下呢？
Yes, please tell us what you think. I'm very curious what you think. Like, for me, I really think this story shows what the brain does with, like, terrible events and what people do when something very bad happens to them. Do they just forget about the experiences? Do they become bad people? Do they become depressed? There's all kinds of ways of dealing with difficult situations, and this is one. And I think it's also a recognizable story for many people who have experienced something very traumatic.
Dealing with the difficulties, dealing with the destiny. 但这个核心呢是这个作者要表现人是如何应对命运的这种注定，以及产生的一种无力感，一种无力感。
Yes.
Yes. 这个
It's a very heavy story to start the week with. I know, but it's not a story you want to miss out on, because it's one of Catherine Mansfield's famous stories. Also, as Jingjing said, when she wrote that and when she published it, there was a lot of criticism and a lot of opinions about it. So it caused a lot of like thought in society also in those days. So, which is very interesting for, especially in those times, for a woman to be able to do. So, yeah, it's just a famous story. And, of course, I promise that next week's story is going to be a very happy story, also related to destiny and faith.
Judy 老师这次为大家选择了名家名篇啊，确实值得我们好好的去品读一番。文学嘛，这就是文学的魅力。我们肯定没有那个能力能够很好的解读这篇文章，但是我们想给大家一个稍微有一点小小的引领，然后引领你自己去探索更多深刻的含义。好，今天的美文课就是这样了，感谢大家的收听收看，谢谢 Judy 老师，那我们就下周再见。
Thank you all for listening.
拜拜。
Thank you, bye bye, bye bye, see you next week.
十年英语教学，专业中外团队，听说读写练，全方位课程设计，经典口语，地道发音，最简语法，听力阅读，英语 PK 台，有趣的免费英语课，带你精雕细刻学英语。为每一个学英语的你打造的专属课堂，北京外语广播 FM 92.3，周一到周日下午2点，晚上10点。
微信公众号英语 PK 台，每日课堂文本推送，全国听友直播互动，海量学习干货免费下载。攻克语言，连接世界，
学英语靠自己。这里有良师，这里有益友，与懒惰分道扬镳，与学习相濡以沫。
Practice makes perfect. Let's go.